This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday, and what a show it's been so far. Meat Friday, pulled pork sliders, barbecue baked beans with bacon. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. More phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll hear from Troy Aikman talking about the future of Cooper Rush as the starting quarterback of the Cowboys. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We got a lot of great sales going on at danpatrick.com. Todd's Limerick greeting cards, 50% off. This is Todd's birthday week. Got game day, backyard barbecue, candles, T-shirts, Penny's Bang biscuits there. And we have restocked the shelves there at danpatrick.com. This weekend from Philadelphia, Premier League mornings, Philly Fan Fest. This is goes over really well. You got Rebecca Lowe and company. And live from London, Harry Kane will lead Tottenham against Anthony Gordon and Everton. Premier League mornings live Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll talk some baseball. Our buddy A.J. Pierzynski, working for Fox, former catcher. He'll join us coming up. Astros beat the Mariners. Are we getting to that point where we need to have the Yordan rules? We had the Jordan rules, but now Yordan Alvarez homered last night. Are we going to start walking him? He going to get the Barry Bonds treatment? The Astros over the M's 4-2, up 2-0 in the series. Guardians, Yankees are going to be playing in a couple hours from now. They got rained out last night. College football, Penn State, Michigan. Alabama, Tennessee. This is, if you're Tennessee, you want to get back on the national landscape? Do you want to be in the national picture? You got 3 hours. 3 hours on Saturday against Alabama, maybe against a backup quarterback here. Other than that, the rest of the weekend, USC-Utah is interesting because USC is undefeated. Utah just lost to UCLA, and Utah is favored in that game. Penn State-Michigan, I mean, they're both undefeated. Not that excited. All right, okay. Yeah, Paul.
The quarterback at Tennessee, if he pulls this off.
Hooker?
Right, Hendon Hooker. I think he's like 23, 24 years old. Right in the Heisman race, instantaneously.
Is he older than the starting quarterback at Penn State?
I think they're both 24. There's a handful of 24-year-olds.
Like Clifford?
Yeah, Clifford.
Yeah. NC State, Syracuse, Clemson, Florida State, Oklahoma State, TCU. Just some of the games here. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. It's no secret the Commanders owner, Daniel Snyder, one of the more disliked owners in the world of sports, and one of the worst. NFL owners, as well as the commissioner, have to be at least keeping an eye on what's going on, what's being said, and the potential forced sale of the Commanders. Because for years we've had our questions about why the NFL has allowed Daniel Snyder to stay, pun intended, in command over Washington. But the commissioners made it very clear the 31 other NFL owners are in charge of removing a fellow owner. They would have to vote. I still want to know, I would ask the commissioner if he'd come on the show, can you, as commissioner, initiate this? Because he's already told Congress, hey, I can't oust Daniel Snyder. Okay, that's semantics here. Can you start the process, commissioner? How do you start the process, commissioner? Walk us through what it would take. Start the process. All right? Now, he's not going to come on our show, but there's a lot of accusations. ESPN's in-depth investigation here, Daniel Snyder. Did he hire private investigators? And if he did, when did he hire them? And he's trying to dig up some dirt on fellow owners here. We don't know if he did. I mentioned it's a smoking gun that just has the smoke. There's no gun attached to this yet. That's what I want to know. But he was there last night watching his crappy football team and just like, all right. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
If you're an owner and you're not completely sure about all your history of emails and texts and things you may or may not have said, is it really worth pushing it and voting against him and trying to kick this guy out when it could come back tenfold at you, depending on what you may
well,
have done?
It depends what owners here. If you just got into the league, let's say you're the Walton family, you just took over the Broncos, I don't think you're worried about, you know, Jerry digging into your past, or Daniel Snyder digging into your past. Freudian slip there, you know, Jerry Jones. And Jerry and Daniel Snyder are supposed to be good friends and their families, their wives, but I don't know. Moving forward, I don't know if Daniel Snyder looks at anybody and says, hey, I got some allies here. I think you'd probably question every one of these owners now. But if you're an owner, can you live with Daniel Snyder being the owner of the Commanders? Because you might go, hey, if I was an owner in the NFC East, I'd be like, yeah, I hope he stays in power for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
You know? If I'm the Mara family running the Giants, I think Dan's doing a great job. We really like him. The Lurie family in Philadelphia, I think he's doing a damn good job. Jerry Jones, you know, I really like what Daniel's doing. I just went back to Forrest Gump again. I can't get Forrest Gump out.
Danny Snyder.
I thought my Forrest Gump was serviceable there.
Yeah,
I thought I was channeling Tom Hanks there. Yes, Paulie.
Which team has made more playoff appearances in the past since 2000?
Okay.
Cowboys or the Commanders, Redskins football team?
I'm going to say the Commanders.
I'm not sure. I was just curious.
Oh,
it feels like Jerry Jones is more successful on the field when they haven't had in the past generation any success on the field. But I always feel like Jerry's trying to win.
Yes, and I think that they've built a really good roster. As much as I've said, you know, Jerry lucked into Dak Prescott. He didn't want him. He wanted Cook out of Michigan State. So he's gotten guys, and he wanted to take Johnny Manziel. But it's Jerry the owner, Jerry the GM, and they kind of compete with one another. But I think he's done a good job in building this roster. Yeah, Paul.
The Cowboys have made the playoffs 8 times since 2000. The Commanders, Redskins football team have made the playoffs, I got 5 appearances
okay.
in 2000.
All right.
And they're all wild card losses or a division loss.
This season, Sunday football games are averaging a combined 44 points. Thursday night games are averaging a combined 36.7. This year, 2 of the 69 games played on Sundays, so that's 3%, have combined for 21 points or less. 2 of the 6 games played on Thursday night, 33%, have combined for 21 points or less.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what?
Stat of the day.
Andy in California. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Andy.
Long time, second time. Height and weight unchanged. Thank you. Tomorrow night, San Jose State versus Fresno State football, and they will be retiring Devontae Adams' jersey. Awkward, I think.
Yeah, probably not. You know, they're proud of him. You know, it was a bad moment for him. Thank you for the phone call, Andy.
It's not O.J. Simpson's Heisman at USC.
Yeah, yeah. This is not that bad.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
He pushed a guy medium, and a guy fell over.
Yeah.
You know, not O.J.'s Heisman. Yeah.
We're going to have to move the ceremony back for Devontae Adams because he lightly pushed somebody and they got right back up.
Yeah, see.
Speaking of assault, somebody had just tweeted at us, has it ever occurred to anyone that maybe Draymond has the same affliction that you have, Dan, and he felt the need to touch and rearrange Poole's jaw?
Oh, fair.
Okay. I hadn't considered that maybe Draymond is the one suffering here. Maybe he has an affliction.
Yeah, but then he drops Jordan Poole. I would want to help him back up to have maintained some semblance of, you know, the uniformity here of the picture. Yes, fair. Yes, Marv, you had something?
Yes, Poole question for hour three. Bigger ovation. Draymond, Devontae Adams. Like ring ceremony?
No. Bigger ovation. Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. Feels like it might be Draymond Green.
If Jordan didn't start it, Draymond wouldn't have finished it.
Hey, here's Draymond Green talking about moving ahead with his relationship with Jordan Poole.
Do you think you guys will be able to get back to that point to where you guys were?
I'm not sure. As I said before, that's not up to me. You know, so nor do I think there's much relevance. Quite frankly, we both know how to play basketball, and that is the most important thing for us. We're paid to do a job.
Okay. He doesn't feel remorse because the answer, in my opinion, should have been, I hope to do my part, but it's up to Jordan to accept what I'm doing and what I'm saying. And I hope that he does. And we can move forward because we are a team. I don't want to be a distraction. I've been a distraction before. I've done some dumb things on the floor. I cost us an NBA championship 1 year. I want to be with this organization the rest of my career. Jordan Poole has a wonderful future here. And I hope to be part of that future. That'd be it. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat row, 2 times for my backroom bros. Happy Meat Friday to you fellas. Listen, Todd Fritz, there used to be a song by Run DMC called You Talk Too Much. If that isn't Draymond Green, he talks too much, Dan. You just need to chill out.
Well, he's
man,
part of the new media, Jeff. That's what happens. You got to talk too much. You're the new media.
But, Dan, the thing about it is this. We've heard from Draymond 2 or 3 times. You know who we haven't heard from? Jordan Poole.
I know.
Got his eye on the back. And my thinking is this. As soon as he gets this situation rectified, one person saved your season. One person you had to bench in the 4th game of the finals. Which one do you think is going to get the bag? And I honestly believe he's on his way out the door. I honestly do. I have an NFL question for you, Dan.
All right.
After this weekend, whose trajectory is more probable to keep going in the upward spiral? The Eagles or the Cowboys?
Well, I'm all in on the Eagles. I just think that's a really good team. Our big question was Jalen Hurts, and he's answered the question so far. I love the offensive line, defensive line. It's going to come down to Jalen Hurts in the postseason. That's it. Regular season, they could end up with 12, 13 wins. I want to know what you do when you get to the playoffs. What did he learn from last year where he was not threatening when they played against Tom Brady? That's what I want to see. The rest of the stuff, as long as you're healthy or healthy-ish going to the playoffs, you know, that's what I'll keep an eye on. But Philadelphia is a better team than Dallas right now. Russ in Santa Fe. Hi, Russ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, 6-1, road trip 230. Greetings from the Tehachapi Pass. I'm a security guard at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. And you guys, you keep talking about, I touch the Van Gogh, I touch the Whistler, and you refer to them as pictures. Those are paintings or works or pieces. But anyway, the other thing was about the flash, and it used to be in the old days when we had flash bulbs. Yes, because it emitted the gas when the little bulb thing would go off. But now it's a trigger warning for people that have epilepsy or related by strobes. And your thing about rearranging, I get, but when you want to reach out and touch one of our works, we don't like that, Dan.
I know nobody wants me to do that, Russ. I'm sorry. Those works of art, those paintings, my bad. Yes, Paul.
Russ, I got a quick question for you. You're the security guard. If you saw me walking up to the most expensive painting.
He's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to know if he has the green light to, like Bobby Wagner me, like drop me.
Hmm.
Why else have a security guard there?
Yeah. Well, not sure. They're works of art. Yes.
Can we keep our voices down, please?
Yeah. Thank you. Please.
Thank you.
Before you do something to deface this work of art here.
Okay, but we're moving and let's keep our voices
You're throwing
down.
Paint on that priceless Van Gogh. Can we keep our work? Be quiet. Yes. I never understood why you had to be quiet when you look at art.
So you're not interrupting the experience of others, their journey?
Well, when I want, I'm able to look at a piece of art, a piece of work.
Lower down.
A piece of work, and I'm able to watch it. But, you know, you have these hushed tones.
Well, so if you have some guy in the background, that is whack, you know, when you're trying to.
That'd be crack is whack. That'd be Keith.
I just don't see the big deal with this one. Like, nobody wants to hear that crap.
Okay. All right. Yes, Todd.
Do they really somehow think human sound waves, no matter how loud or obnoxious a person is, can knock over some 2-ton statue or close a picture to?
I got
yelled at for taking a picture with my phone.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with sound waves.
I know, but the caller was saying how, like, you know, it's the flash bulbs from 1940.
Yeah, but you were talking about the volume there. You were talking about
that. Why do you have to be quiet?
But that has nothing to do with you knocking down a damn painting.
Can you imagine Todd at art gallery just scouting out the bathrooms and not looking at any art whatsoever?
I've been to these museums, and you just see, like, a red, yellow, and blue stripe that goes from top to bottom, maybe a couple of polka dots, and someone's looking at this like, this is, you know, I wish I had $400 billion to buy that. And looks like an 8-year-old made it.
Why do you go to the opposite extreme? It's $400 billion. That's not true.
I find
nobody said anything about the volume you use when you're in an art gallery that could knock down a picture,
a
painting.
So that's strictly so people could appreciate the paintings to be quiet?
Yes, that you have to look at it and let it kind of absorb you. And, you know, a tennis match, you know, you're just there to watch.
That I understand.
You know, yes, Marv.
Wine tasting? Is that another place where you got to be quiet?
I don't know.
Funeral voice, we call it.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the guy.
Yeah. Hushed tones. That's all.
You're going to be missed.
Yeah. Yeah. Russ sounded like an annoying security guard there. Yeah.
Excuse me. Can you not?
Yeah, can you?
They're paintings. They're works of art.
Yeah,
it's not pictures or
it's
photos.
It's not a picture. It's not a picture. There you don't.
It's really more security guard / curator.
No, it's curator security guard.
It's really more.
In an emergency, I'm the curator here in Santa Fe at the George O'Keefe Museum.
Right now, I have the third floor of the right
wing. Hold on. I'm Russ. I'm the curator slash security guard here.
We have to be quiet. Soak up the ambiance, everyone.
Yeah. Please stop by the gift shop. Some lovely
on your way out.
Curator.
Yeah. Thank you. How about we take a break? Let's talk some baseball coming up. Back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
I don't see what the big deal is.
And that leads me to sleep. Sleep number. You got to keep it quiet. Take a warm shower before you go to bed. Eat cooling foods. Drink a lot of water. You know, reassess your nighttime apparel. Match the temperature outside. These are just things that you can do to get a great night's sleep.
They actually help curate sleep, really.
Yeah, they do. Russ is a great sleeper. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental.
It's Russell. It's Russell.
It's Russell.
Poor
it's
Russ.
Russell, the poor, curator.
Poor Russ.
George O'Keefe. Go ask for Russell when you go into the George O'Keefe.
All right, thing. Russell.
Hey, Russ.
Okay, Russell.
Santa Fe.
And say it loud. Hey, Russ.
Santa Fe.
Don't miss Sleep Number's special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 smart bed. Only at a Sleep Number store. SleepNumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Russ. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Peter Schrager, NFL Network. Good morning, football. Emmy Award-winning show. Good morning, football. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Help me understand this, Peter. Why am I can't get past the Buffalo game. If you didn't have a concussion, why'd you fire the neurologist?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. And we're going through it, and it's like they changed the protocol overnight, and you saw the following week, Bridgewater goes down in the end zone against the Jets, and immediately he's removed. And the same people that were crying bloody hell about how is Tua allowed to come back to the game were outraged that Bridgewater was forced to leave the game. So there is this ongoing dialogue about the protocol and the injuries. And then at the end of the day, like, it seems like the fans also want to watch football at the highest quality. So it's this thin line of like, you're balancing here. The reporters, they're getting Tua back. He's playing against the Steelers. You got Flores on the other sideline. Stephen Ross is back in the house. Got the 50th anniversary. 50th anniversary of the 72 Dolphins, and it's like Tua's back in Buffalo feels like 6 months ago, Dan. And I think it's just how the world turns. It's like we're over that. Let's get on to the next topic. We've got the NFL moves on page by page, but of course there's a million questions that have to be answered, and there's a million things that we still want to know. But as an NFL audience, I don't know if anyone really wants to linger on Tua's back injury from week three.
No. But I didn't know we closed up shop on it, and that back injury is not going to be something that is, you know, staying there the rest of his career, anything like that. Just like if I had a back injury and it made me almost stumble, fall down twice, and I have to be helped up by my teammates, I'd probably get it checked out and probably figure there might be something a little bit more to it. I'm sure I'm just a voice in the wilderness here. I'd sell us on tonight's game. It's Arizona. It's New Orleans. Go.
Ugh, no, I'm kidding. Here we go. Kyle Brandt on our show, Good Morning Football, always uses like wrestling references. This is the loser leaves town game. If the Saints lose and they're 2-5, like it's over. And if the Cardinals are 2-5, finally it's over. Then you start thinking like, all right, is Kingsbury the guy for this job? Is there going to be questions up top? Arizona has lost 8 straight games at home. It's the longest streak. They haven't won since October 24th of last year in their building. And they only have 3 points in the first quarter through 5 games this season. These are horrific stats. Stats that show you, A, they don't come ready to play, and B, that they've got no home field advantage whatsoever. They walk into that building and it's dead. They're home tonight. They're against a very injured Saints team. And DeAndre Hopkins is back. My sell for this would be if Kyler's got any juice, if Kingsbury's got any juice, if there is anything left in that tank between this duo and this team, let it be tonight and let us see them come back with DeAndre Hopkins and say, all right, we got our guy back and we can roll. I don't have a ton of confidence, though, that that's going to happen.
Do you believe Cliff Kingsbury will be the head coach of this team?
I don't know.
Next year.
He signed an extension, but we don't know what the numbers are. And we also don't know like the background of that extension, because it also was signed in tandem with Steve Keim, the GM, and they both were extended at once. And it was like, all right, you guys I'll say right now, I don't know. And I think I'm as plugged in with Cliff and those guys as anybody. I don't speak to the owner, Bidwill, on a daily basis, but I will say this. I could see a future where Cliff is not the Cardinals coach if this season goes off the rails.
Give me the number one story so far this season on the field.
On the field, the number one story has been the resurgence of the New York City football teams that play in New Jersey. I think the Jets and Giants.
How threatening are they?
No, I don't. I'm not booking any parades down Broadway yet. To get to Halloween, and both these teams are relevant, is such a big deal for the NFL. The NFL hasn't had a football team in New York City, the Giants or the Jets, make the playoffs since the Odell year, where they had the boat party, and that was a first round exit. This city is alive. I'm in New York City. I guess you could say I'm biased how I'm saying this is number one story. But to have the Jets with such youth be relevant, to have the Giants on this, like, what felt like a lame duck year for Daniel Jones and Saquon, have this great resurgence with a new coach, I think it's brought an extra little lifeblood to this league, and it shows that in any given year, you can have the team that turns it around. It just so happens it's two teams and two franchises that have been the punchline of the New York Post and the punchline of football world, both doing it at the same time. It's pretty cool. One is 4-2, the other's 5-1, and no one had either one of those teams above 500 going into the season.
Peter Schrager, host of NFL Network's Emmy Award-winning show, Good Morning Football, also has a podcast, The Season with Peter Schrager. Podcast launched last week, available wherever you listen to podcasts. You had the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, and Paul Rudd. Big Chiefs fan on there. Did Robert Saleh talk about taking receipts? And
yeah.
Okay. But didn't the Jets earn that criticism? Like, how does he?
Of course.
How does he say?
He was way over his skis. You kidding? He was way over his skis. And I positioned it that way. What are you? You're 4-14 taking receipts of what? And he says openly. I mean, I look, there's a million podcasts. There are 1,000. I'm not telling you to listen to all of them. Mine's pretty good right now. I feel pretty good. Saleh was awesome. Was candid. And he says, basically, I said it, and I immediately regretted it. Like, I didn't. He felt it out of his mouth and was like, wait.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wish it didn't go that way, and I wish we were done talking about that. And yet, he thinks the players might have listened and like felt a little bit of that. And I don't, that's all intangible stuff that, like, hey, if he believes in us, maybe we will. The facts are where they are. They're 3-0 on the road. They've beaten the Browns in their building, the Steelers in their building. They just went into Lambeau and had a 21-year-old Sauce Gardner who doesn't know any better wearing a cheese head around Lambeau. Like, Saleh said the receipts line. It was parodied widely here in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I think he himself knows it was a regrettable comment. And yet, in a weirdest of ways, it's going to come back looking like the Jim Fossil guarantee from so many years ago, or Mark Messier in Game 6. Like,
yes.
They've turned it around ever since.
Yeah. The Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Patriots drama, who's the offensive coordinator, who's the quarterback? Do we have a real quarterback controversy? What do you think?
Maybe. Monday they play, and there has not been an announcement on who's going to go, and I think Mac is close to being healthy. I'll tell you this. If there was a big gap between Mac and the other option at quarterback, whether it was Hoyer or Zappi when he got injured, it's much smaller now. No one is talking to Belichick in a way that they can reveal the true facts about what it is. I'll just say this from sources around the team and sources within that building. There's a lot of love for Zappi as well as Mac. Mac, I would imagine, is going to get an opportunity to get that gig back, but I would think the leash is a lot shorter after what Zappi has done. Zappi has come in and he has played against two inferior teams, the Lions and the Browns, so you have to keep that in mind. But he has not made mistakes, and he has, righted the ship after it looked like it was sinking in Mac's last game. So all facts are out there that Bailey Zappi has played objectively better than Mac Jones was playing. The question is, long-term, is this Mac's job? I think he gets an opportunity to bounce back, and we'll see how fired up he is to regain that status as the unquestioned guy in New England.
I was wondering, as the Browns waited for Deshaun Watson, if you can just sort of tread water here, maybe be a game over 500, just something that you know that when he comes back, you're a better team. And you would think with the talent that they have there in Cleveland, Peter, that wouldn't be asking that much to just be an average team with that, offense and defense here. I mean, you lost to the Falcons, they've lost to the Jets, they're 2-4, and then Deshaun Watson has to wait a couple more weeks to come back. But what went wrong in Cleveland?
It's off the rails right now, and two terrible losses at home to the Jets and the Chargers. And then last week, you just don't even show up for this Patriots game, and it feels like, okay, it's a lost season. And that was at a point where I think coming into this year, it was like, if they can just hang in there, they've got a great running game and great players on defense, but it looks completely lost. The defense is atrocious, and Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, is a respected guy in this league. So it's a lot of questions. And Brissett, his whole thing was leader, doesn't make mistakes, and he's been making a lot of mistakes, bad ones. At first, I was thinking when they were 2-1, it was like, hey, the Browns, they could find a way to get this thing going, and maybe they don't have to rush Deshaun Watson onto the field in week 13. They can let him just start next season. That's not the case. He's there now. He's starting to practice with that team. And I think that the second he's available to go, he will be inserted immediately into the lineup. And hopefully this thing is not completely off the rails where it's the season is a complete loss and a complete wash, because right now they're one of the least disciplined and I would say the worst defense in the league from what we've seen the last few weeks.
At what point, if you're the Broncos, do you say we can't afford to continue to let Nathaniel Hackett learn on the job? You're supposed to learn before you get the job, and the learning curve here is not good. How much patience with this ownership?
I don't know.
I
don't know the new owners and George Payton. You know, they had a lot of guys. He's a GM. They had a lot of guys come through and interview for that job, and he and Hackett hit it off. And, you know, O'Connell went in there and they had all these different other offensive minds. And it was like Hackett's the guy, and Roger spoke the world of him, and all the Packers folks loved him. And of course he was with Bortles and Jacksonville and took him to the AFC Championship game as a quarterback. And then you get here and it's first year coach, new market, new quarterback, new first year defensive coordinator. Defense actually been good. A lot of new faces ever, new owner. And this new owners didn't hire him. They inherited him. And I get nervous because, you know, you get a couple, then you get a few more, and then it's like sharks are in the water. And if you do that over the course of the next 3 months, these new owners, they're made of money. They've got billions and billions of dollars, Walmart money and self-made money, post-Walmart stuff. And then it's like, well, I didn't pick this guy and the money's not an issue. Pay him out and let's start a new one. That's a real possibility always with new owners. And the way it's going, it has been unfortunate. But you got to understand, this is the test when you're at your lowest and you've got Russ playing like this and he might be injured. Might be, how do you change things? How do you figure it out? The Jets are coming in this week. They're the hottest team as far as like narrative goes. A win with either Russ or Brett Rippon or whoever would go a long way in stopping the bleeding, especially in the front of that home crowd. If you lose that game in front of that home crowd, well, then when I say sharks are in the water, it's going to get real ugly real fast.
So your guests have included Robert Saleh and Paul Rudd. Who else is on the wish list there for your podcast?
You know what? I want to do like coaches that don't talk during the season. I want to get them to be candid. Saleh was. I want to get like funny but good celebrity. You're the best with the celebrities. But when you have Sandler and I'm like, I'll run to a TV or whatever, and you've got all those guys. Rudd is that dude. But I also want to get like young coaches that the teams are usually a little protective of. I want to get like young offensive coordinators, young defensive coordinators, young executives. And my pitch to them is, this is a great platform to not talk about this week's game and injuries, but to introduce themselves to the audience. And so far we've got a pretty good captive audience that I'm getting a lot of the viewers from Good Morning Football and Fox that I'm on watching. And hopefully some of the listeners to your show can listen to this podcast just by popping it on. It's good. Go for a workout, listen, cooking, whatever it is, have it in the background. But let's get to know new people that we don't necessarily know all their names yet.
Thank you, Peter. Good to talk to you. Good luck with the podcast.
Love you, man. Thank you.
That's Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Good Morning Football, friend of the show, and his podcast, This Season with Peter Schrager. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer, he's got a new title. Sounds really important. The NBA Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. All right, Joe, what exactly does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds important, though. It does sound important, Dan. A little bit of everything, Dan. A little bit of everything. Just overseeing the game, put rule changes, things that are happening on the court, things that are happening with teams. You just kind of deal with everything that kind of comes in on your desk on a daily basis.
What's the one rule change that we need to keep an eye on this season?
There's something called a transition take foul, where guys were just grabbing the guys in the middle of the fast break and just stopping the fast break and just grabbing the guys. And so 1,700 of those plays last year.
Wow.
Over the course of the NBA season, 1,700.
Wow.
Where the fast breaks were just stopped, man. And so – you know, like, that's a bad look. It's not the spirit of the game. So we take that out. And, you know, even if you have 200 of them this year, then, you know, that's 1,500 more fast breaks that you're going to see. So,
but how do you take it out of the game, Joe?
So you take it out by you give a free throw and the ball out of bounds. Like, you reward the offensive team when they do that now. And so what I've seen, like, the first couple of games, guys, their reflex, Dan, is to do it. Like they've been, and you see guys stop, and the fast break keeps going. You go, okay, yeah, I think the rule is working.
Do you send a video around? Do you have to? Everybody has a chance to understand exactly what you're talking about.
You're exactly right. You send video around. You show them, like, look, And here's what happens too, Dan. Like, Dan, when you put a rule like this in, what ends up happening, so we were at the coaches meeting, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and we're talking about this. And the first thing Doc Rivers says is, okay, I just got to teach my guys how to foul in the open court without making it look
obvious.
So what we say is, yeah, just tell the guys to, like, go for a steal, right?
Okay.
Like, you have to legitimately go for a steal, like you're going to get the ball. And if you foul, okay, it's just a normal foul. So that's what kind of happens in situations. But you're right about the video. You send video around, and that's how you hammer home the point.
What is traveling now?
That's a great question. I don't know. It's it should be more than two
Joe,
steps.
Joe, you're supposed to know.
Well, it should be. Hey, Dan, it should be.
I know what it should be.
It should be no more than two steps is what I'm going to say. That's my official answer.
Because Jordan got away with it, but that was Jordan. Now everybody, you know, these step backs and take a couple of hops and, you know, that kind of stuff. Remember when carrying the ball was a turnover, Joe?
I do remember that. I remember when three steps was traveling and carrying the ball was called. So Dan, you and I are the same era. So we saw some different things.
But what happens when they go, we're not going to call carrying? Was it John Stockton or Allen Iverson who may have started this?
I never thought about that. You're right. You know what? You may be right about that. I don't know, but I do know that it's a point of emphasis. That's for sure. Like, internally, it's a point of emphasis about, like, look, we have to enforce these rules. We cannot continue to allow this to get further and further away from us. And that's the real answer, Dan. It's like, internally, it's like, hey, look, we got to start enforcing this. Because, you know, you see it. Like, if you have eyes, you see what's happening. You go, come on. Like we can't allow that to continue to go on.
He's Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer, won two championships with the Pistons, now the NBA Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. How did you survive with Jordan? Like, Michael Jordan, it seems like he likes you. Can't say the same about some of your former teammates there. So why is it Mike likes you and may not like Isaiah or Bill Laimbeer or Matt Mahorn or any of those guys?
So I'll pass on why he doesn't like them or whatever, but I will say this. You know, Dan, he and I matched up against each other for 14 straight years. In those 14 years, never once did he try to trash talk me, and never once did I try to trash talk him. It was toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose for 14 straight years, and we never said a negative word to each other on the court. I respected him. Those years that we beat them, Dan, he'd walk over every single time, shake my hand, and go, good luck in the finals, man. And, you know, I could see he was devastated with the loss. We beat them. They beat us. And I stopped as we're walking off the court and shook his hand and said, good luck in the finals. So I think it was just mutual respect. It's like, I never tried to trash talk him. He never did that with me. And so we ended up having a real, real mutual respect for each other.
Did you want him to trash talk you just a little bit?
No. he didn't need to. Like, he was that good. Like just, you know, just on a different level, man.
And okay, what goes through your mind, though, Joe? What's the scouting report of Jordan? What did you try to get Jordan to do?
Try to get him drive left as much as possible. Try to maybe strip him before he gets up airborne. The scouting report, I don't know. I didn't put a whole lot into scouting reports because it wasn't like he was going to come out and do the same thing. Like I said, he's just a different level. I'll say this to you, Dan. There were nights that on the court that he would do something so incredible. And my thing was to never show any emotion one way or the other, whether he did something great or not. But I can tell you many a nights I ran back down the court after he's done something incredible. And internally I'm saying, Are you effing kidding me? I'm like, in my mind, I'm like running like stoic, nothing on my face. But in my mind, I'm saying, there's no damn way that guy just did that. And so, no, incredible. And I always gave him that respect. I always showed him tremendous respect. He showed me respect. And so it was mutual on both sides.
How many times were you, like, you got Dennis Rodman. You got, like, you got the original, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. You didn't get, you know, the different Dennis Rodman there. And I try to tell people how incredibly athletic Dennis was and boundless amount of energy. And you could put him on Worthy or put him on Bird, and he didn't care about scoring. Like, they don't make players like that anymore, Joe.
He was one of one. He was one of one, Dan. Dan, he's the only guy I know truly that I can say personally, truly, that I feel could guard 1 through 5. Because there are nights he guarded Magic when I wasn't guarding Magic. There was nights he guarded Mike. Then he'd guard Bird, all the small forwards. Then he would guard McHale. I've seen him guard Olajuwon. This guy, I saw him guard every single position at an elite level. So, I mean, like, he was one of one, man. Like the most freakish, different athlete that I've ever played with.
But you didn't have much off the court with Dennis back with the Bad Boys.
We had different lifestyles. We had different lifestyles.
Wait, but he wasn't like he was with the Bulls.
You're right about that. You're right about that. He wasn't. But he was, he was still different. Different lifestyles, the crowds he hung out with, I didn't hang out with. But you're right, Dan, to make that point that he was a different player in person in Chicago than he was in Detroit.
Did your family have a problem with you being labeled a bad boy just because it's guilt by association? You didn't play like a bad boy. You didn't act like a bad boy.
So, no, they didn't. You know why, Dan? And you would know this. I never tried to act like that. Even in all my years playing, I never tried to present myself as I'm a bad boy. Like, I played hard, went at it hard, nose to nose with guys, physical. But I never tried to, like, create this persona that, hey, I'm a bad boy. I've always marched to my own beat. I've been comfortable in my own skin. I don't give in to peer pressure that I have to act a certain way. So I never, and you were around me. So, you know, like, I never acted like that. So, it you know, my family knew that, like, look, I'm going to be me, and peer pressure doesn't faze me. You know?
How would the Pistons have reacted to what happened with the Golden State Warriors with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole?
Do you mean how did we react
when that happened? Yeah. So when Isaiah hits Lane Beer, how did you guys react?
Hey, break that up, fellas. break that up, fellas. Stop, man. You know, I mean, like, look.
How often did it happen, though, where punches were landed, not thrown, but punches?
Let's say today that it when you saw that with Draymond and stuff, like it shocked everybody, and because people don't normally see it, Dan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen today. It just doesn't happen in today's NBA. No one really throws punches. Nobody definitely don't land punches. So I think that's why it was such a big story. With our teams, you know, it was a different era, man. And so this is what I've said. Like, people were trying to say, Dan, people were trying to say, oh, that happens all the time. I'm like, when? What are you talking about? Like, in the 90s, it happened all the time? It doesn't happen all the time now. But in, you know, with my teams, it was a regular occurrence, man. Like, you know, that was scuffles and guys toe-to-toe and may throw a blow or whatever. It was a lot more then than it is now. And I really do believe that's why people reacted the way they did now, because you just don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. You hear about it. You know,
you hear about scuffles. Yeah, you're right.
Give me your Larry Bird story.
I don't really have one. I never guarded him. I saw him talking to Dennis. But I don't know what they're, you know, Dennis is saying something to him. He's saying something to Dennis. But I will say this, though. Someone asked me the other day, they said, it's the toughest arena you had to play in. And I said, Garden, Boston. And so why? Because of the air conditioning, they're turning on the winter and they're turning the heat on in the summer. I said, yeah, all of that. I said, but please let's not forget how incredible Bird and the Celtics were in their prime. I said, they were almost impossible to go in there and beat. And they said, why? I said, because you could not make a mistake with them. if you turn your head or you don't rotate right on time or whatever it was, those guys made you play. And it was him. Like, he was like, he was a savant on the court, like just a savant, like two plays ahead on everything. And so I was just talking about this maybe 3 or 4 days ago, how hard it was to go into Boston and beat a team when Bird is in his prime.
And then you had the inbounds pass that Bird steals that.
That goes back to my savant statement. Like, just knowing where to be, seeing what's happening, and anticipating, and boom, he jumps right in and steals the ball.
Does any of this, like, if you see Bird or Jordan, like, do you guys talk, you know, war stories?
Not really. Just how are you? What's been going on, okay, man? How are things going? We don't really get into the war stories.
And no grudges? You don't hold? Do you hold a grudge against anybody?
No. I wasn't that guy, man. I wasn't that dude that was in beefs with guys. Like, I was in L.A., and I ran into Scottie Pippen. And, man, we laughed and hugged and had a great talk. And, you know, I got along with guys, man. I got along with – competed hard against them. Went toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with guys. But, no grudges, man. Life is good.
I agree. What's the coolest thing in your office there?
I don't know. I got this picture. Can you see the picture? No, you can't see the pictures behind me. But I got a picture. When I got here, it's like, hey, you know, we can put any pictures you want up in your office. And what I put up was, ironically, was I said, I want a Wilt and Bill Russell picture. They said, really? Most people got Martin. I said, nah, I want to pay homage to some of these like legends, like real giants. So I have two pictures, Dan, and you'll appreciate this. I got Wilt and Russell. And then I have a picture. I said, I want a picture of another guy in my office. And they said, who? I said, Gus Williams. And they were like, some young guy was like, who is that? I said, son, you got to Google, man. And he's like, who is that? I said, dude, you got to Google this guy. And he's like, what do you mean, Jody? And I was like, this was one of my favorite players when I was in high school. So I got a picture of Gus Williams in my office.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you the best basketball player at the NBA office?
I used to be. I think so. I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else in here. I'm looking around. I think I might still hold that title.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So Adam Silver is how's his jumper?
I don't know. I've not seen him shoot a jumper yet. Not seen him shoot.
When's the last time you shot a basketball?
Man, what a great question. Well, I don't know. It had to be a few years ago. But I said this, and I say this to people, and they find it hard to believe. So my last game, we're playing in Atlanta. Grant Hill is sitting next to me in the locker room. I said, G, after this game, I am done. He said, I know you're retiring. I said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, what do you mean? I said, we're getting dressed, getting ready for the game. I said, I will never play in another basketball game. He said, you're never going to play in another basketball game? He said, not pick up enough? Nope, ever. Then when I left the court that night, I've never played again.
Patrick Ewing, Ewing told me the same thing, that he said his last game, that's it. I have no interest in playing basketball ever again.
Absolutely. And you know who else told me that? They did it for a while too. It was Bjorn Borg.
Yeah.
Borg told me that when he first retired, he had no interest in ever picking up a racket again. And so I just know there are some of us who are like that. Like, it's done, it's over. I'm not trying to relive like all the glory days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I compartmentalize it. I put it in a box. I sit it on the counter and go, man, it was great, but I'm done, you know?
Could you take Jordan right now, one-on-one?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm positive of this. I'm really positive of this. No.
Because you don't want Mike to hear that Joe Newmar said he thinks that.
No. Mike can have the 59-year-old title. It's him. He's got it. He's got it.
Hey, congrats on the job there, and thanks for joining us. Always great to talk
to you. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
That's Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer. Won 2 titles with the Pistons. He was the finals MVP in 1989.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.